Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, guys. We're going to talk to Brad Tersey of Old Dominion, and I feel like I know the Old Dominion guys. I feel like I know them, but it's rare that I spend time individually with them, so it was the first time I'd ever just hung out with Brad. I hung out with Matt a little bit, lead singer, and then Trevor. I think Amy and Trevor went to Disney World together or something, like their families did. Not just them together, that'd be weird, but like their families were all together. But it was the first time that I had spent any time with Brad and had a really good time. And, you know, the guy's got a lot happening right now. And you'll hear, he's got different songs with different artists all over the chart, including Old Dominion. You know, he even talked about how he wasn't really a songwriter. He was just a guitar player and learned how to, this is how we can write songs. You know, he puts it into better words than I do. But I really enjoyed it. And at one point, I say, it was almost like the Lunchbox Morgan Wallen situation where he's like, it's your first number one. Congratulations. I was like, hey, you won the CMA Triple Play Award. And he's like, not once, twice. Yeah. So really had a good time with this. And if you don't mind when you listen to this, if you go and give us all the stars and give us a little review, I know that's annoying to do. I'll be honest, I never do it. But no, I have once, because the person that was talking about it moved me so much. It was like basically begging. It was Mike D. Went and did it. It helps us. So I'd appreciate it if you did that. And other than that, I hope you enjoy this. Brad Tersey of Old Dominion. He was a lead guitar player back in the day of Army of Me. Moved to Nashville to write songs and play guitar for other artists. And, you know, he played guitar, we didn't talk about, for Greg Bates and for Brett Eldridge for a while. And now he's crushing it with Old Dominion. So that's the deal. Enjoy. Episode 346 of the Bobbycast. All right, with Brad Tersey of Old Dominion, who just pulled my microphone away. Now I'm talking into nothing.
I did that? Oh, my God.
You can pull it now. There you go.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. How's it going? Good?
We're all connected, man. Don't you know that?
I'm jealous of your linen shirt. Is that linen?
I don't know what it is. I just got it the other day, actually. I think it's cotton. Maybe it's a cotton linen blend.
You know, we're getting a little old if we know things like that. I just can't keep a linen shirt unwrinkled.
But I think that's the point. You got to just embrace it.
It looks like a great, slightly wrinkled linen shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll go over some stuff here about your career, and that's what we're going to do, and not even just to talk about the things you've done, but kind of your attitude towards things and how it's changed, you know, because I feel like mine has changed significantly in the past even 5 or so years. As I've had a bit of success, you guys have had massive success. I don't know if you saw when you walked in, but there's a 8,000 little cards.
I did see those. I didn't take a closer look, but I didn't.
We were just talking about it before you walked in, and I'm going to lead this into asking you this question. And the question's going to be, and this is an interview technique I have, I'm going to let you behind the curtain here. What I will do is I will ask you the question, then I will relate a story to give you time to think of the answer that you want to give, not one where you're like, oh crap, I got to answer real quick.
Right.
Yeah. So, and you can give me a couple songwriting tips and we'll call it even. So, one of the things that I'm grateful that I get to do, but I hate doing it, is there's 8,000 things for me to sign. Yeah. That's what I have to sign.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very grateful that people bought my kids' book that comes out in June. The pre-orders have been like 13 or 14,000.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
It's for a children's book, quite significant, where they're already going, hey, we want to pitch 3-4 book deal at you and saying no right now. But I hate signing those things.
Mm-hmm.
I love when they're signed. I love people getting on being excited about it. But just sitting down, the tedious process of signing things over and over again, love I get to do it, hate to have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What in your life, and it doesn't have to be with Old Dominion, it can be with anything you do in the songwriter world, what is that for you? You're grateful you get to do it, but man, it's tough when you have to do it.
Well, I'll do the exact, you know, I'll talk about exactly what you just said. For one, of course, signing things is not the most fun part of the job, but I did read an article years ago about meditation, and a woman was saying that basically you can constantly be meditating, whatever you're doing, whether it's folding the clothes, washing the dishes, signing a bunch of posters. Try to just be right there and sign the posters. Maybe take extra time. Maybe
What do you mean be right there?
I mean, like, don't be like, I just want to get these posters done. Like, I got to sign this.
That's how I do every one of
those. Yeah, I find myself 8,000 getting, of those. Like, yes. I'll be getting, like, just worked up because mm-hmm. I just want it to be over. But I'm like, you know what? It's a big deal. It's going to be 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour. Just try to relax and just enjoy the process. I know that seems so condescending, but it is true.
I like
if you can do it.
You can do that. Yeah, that was what I was going to say. I like that you can do that.
I can't do it. I'm just saying it's. I do it sometimes, but it's something to think about.
I think we have our tactics. For me, it's I have to, because I do appreciate so much it, on the individual level, that I get to do it for every single person that spent their $14 to pre-order that book. And
sure.
I said, I will sign every pre-order.
Right.
Like, I appreciate that person.
Right.
But I don't appreciate that I'm doing 6,000 of them.
I think that's only human. You know, don't beat yourself up. Everyone has that feeling.
And I don't really beat myself up that much. I just wonder, you as a guy who's just killing it right now, what is that for you? If it's not signing,
yeah.
Give me one that you didn't steal. See, I gave you plenty of time to think of one that you...
No, I know. I just, yeah, I had just, such an...
You're meditating while I was asking that question. That's what it was.
No, you know, honestly, I mean...
Is it on the bus? Riding on the bus?
See, we don't really ride on the road, honestly. We used to.
Riding, R-I-D.
Oh, not riding.
Riding.
That is one of my least favorite things. I cannot sleep on the bus. It's like one of my downfalls. I'm perpetually tired. And I don't know, honestly, if you have any advice. I don't know what to do. I can't. I put earplugs in. I do this, that, and I just cannot. I feel like we're going to crash at any moment. Like all the time.
First couple nights on the bus. Do you guys, how many buses do you guys have for the guys?
The band is we're all on one bus and we have a tour manager. So there's six of us on one.
Still?
Yeah, I mean.
What is happening right now?
Well, because look, part of the fun we have is we get to wake up, we have coffee together, we laugh.
Yeah, band camp's fun. I get it. But at this, again.
Trust me, man.
You guys have had so much freaking success.
You know how much they cost. Yeah. Multiply that by five.
No, I get it.
But honestly, no. Honestly, it's been a conscious decision for us because if we didn't ride the bus together, I feel like we would never, ever see each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we just got to, you know, you got to keep that camaraderie. And, you know, I don't like sleeping on the top bunk. That's the thing, you know. 10 years ago, when we first got a bus, everyone hopped in a bunk, and now it's like I'm stuck up on the top, and I can't. No one wants to switch with me, of course. You know what I mean? So that's one thing I have to deal with: is being on the top bunk, which is terrible.
I liked it. Listen, I do. All kidding aside, I do like that you guys have been deliberate about making sure you still have some sort of personal relationship.
Oh yeah.
You know, with our radio show, we have been together. Some of us for 17 years. And when we were younger, it was a lot easier for us to do everything together.
Right.
Because go on vacation? Sure. We're not married. Nobody has kids. Yeah. You want to go have dinner twice a week? Mm-hmm. As we've gotten older and things like life happen, we have to be extremely deliberate about that too. So as I say, come on, you guys are more famous than that. Like, I admire that because that's work. And not work in a bad way. That's work where you have to actually invest time to make sure that what you're getting from it, you're getting what you want to get.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, inherently we must all enjoy it. We like hanging out together. You know what I mean? So it's not a hard decision to say. I mean, you know, I'd love to have my big king size bed in the back of the bus and stuff. But I also enjoy hanging out with my friends that I play music with, and that's a big part of my happiness, you know, and our happiness.
So you're all on the bus together. You hate riding the bus. I do too. Where I the first couple nights feel like the bus is just going side to side, and we're gonna wreck it anytime. I feel, especially if I don't know the driver. And sometimes, do you have the same driver?
Oh, same driver. He's great. But sometimes the driver, it's not the, you know, the road.
He goes to sleep, right? He's just driving, he goes to sleep. You can't help it.
Or the road is just terrible.
Sure. You know? And it's human for occasionally anybody to go over that thing, you know? And then I'm like, oh my God, we're dying. So the first couple nights I struggle because I feel like we're going to wreck. But here, I'm going to give you a tip, and I'm going to get one back from you. Here's the tip to being tired and still performing and creating at a high level. It is. Get over it.
Yeah.
It's just to get used to it and get over it.
No, trust me, there's no other choice.
I know. It sucks. I wish there was people say that all the time. Like, how do you, I'll just talk about even the radio show. Like, how do I wake up butt crack every day and be like ready to go and try to be funny and firing? And you just get better at doing it tired.
Totally. And I think for me, it's like, I'll be tired all day. But once you make it to the show, then you're not tired on the stage. And then when you're done, there's something about it where you could stay up till 2 a.m. again if you wanted to. You kind of have this like relaxed energy after you're done playing. So it's just kind of during the day dealing with it, you know.
You know, you can take your phone if you go into a hotel. You may not know this. You probably do. You're really one of the smartest guys around. You can take your phone and let's say there's no plug-in or you forgot the square on your charger and you just have the cable. You can take that phone charger and on the back of a TV. There's often a USB port. I knew you would know. Yes. We get it, Brad. You're smart.
No, because I also am very forgetful and so disorganized. So I'm always like, Tommy, do you have an extra cord I can get? Or Matt, do you have a charger? So
or even the block. Sometimes I'm like, dang it, I forgot the block. Oh, yeah. The cord. But you can plug your iPhone charger into the back of the TV. It's a little hack. You can plug your phone in. Now, that's the dumb thing that I know as a hack. Say I'm 19 and I'm like, Brad, I really want to get into songwriting. Like, I don't really need the fundamentals, but like, what's an easy hack on how to write not a song with depth, a catchy, fun song? Like, what's the hack there?
Well, I mean, first listen to the famous great pop songs. I mean, there's definitely things about them, you know, they have a very repetitive, sort of simple way about them. And, you know, just keep trying also. And I mean, lately for me, I've spent, for as much co-writing as we all do in this town, I've spent more and more time lately just writing by myself. Because a lot of times your idea, you know, if you're trying to learn and trying to find your voice, sometimes you'll start writing a song that you had an idea and then with someone else, and then it starts to get watered down, and sometimes it's okay to just do it yourself and say exactly what you want to say, and a lot of times you'll get a better song like that, you know, or sometimes you won't, but it's important to be confident in being able to finish a song yourself and do it yourself, I think.
I feel like you're holding back. He doesn't let me know all the secrets, Mike, because he knows I'll start writing all the hit songs
he does. There's no secrets. I mean, I've written, you know, 3 bad songs this week. Sometimes you just write a bad one. It's you know.
Claps, snaps.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I were going, I'm just going to do something fun. Don't give a crap if anyone says it's a piece of garbage, but it's just hooky.
Mm-hmm.
Claps, snaps, and whoas. You know,
Don't overthink it, those. You know what I mean? Just say what feels good. And what, you know, I think we get caught up a lot in lyrics, especially in Nashville, where you forget that when you were younger, you didn't even know what the song was about.
I still don't.
Yeah.
I'm a melody guy.
Exactly.
I can't sing any lyric to any song. Like, I don't know one word to any of you guys' songs, if I'm being honest. Not one single word.
And
I
we're
just
your
know
favorite
the melody.
Band.
Yes, I just know the melodies. Right now here, and we're going to go through some stuff, but here's the current single from Old Dominion, No Hard Feelings. Here you go.
The sun keeps coming up, baby, and I'm still breathing. Hey, there's no hard feelings.
And you're right. And I know you're making a little joke, but it's not really a joke. You guys are my favorite band. Like, when it comes to, when you're releasing new music, I will listen to the whole album.
Right.
And I never have it. I have no interest in albums anymore.
Yeah,
I do if it's like a concept album from one of my favorite artists.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's an album from my favorite artist that I know if I just listen to, I'm going to find a lot of songs there.
Yeah.
But I don't have the patience. I've been trained to not have the patience.
Oh, yeah. We all have at this point.
And you guys are so good at writing songs that I have belief that every song on your record will probably be good.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate that. I mean, we take pride in that. You know, it's why we all moved here, and, you know, we try to give the best effort we can on every song.
So when you guys, this song, for example, 1, 2, 3, 4, it's the band and Shane, it looks like, that wrote this song.
Mm-hmm.
Did you all write it in the studio? Is that why it's all together?
Yeah, this record in particular, everyone, we went in with no songs. All we had were titles, and we wrote every song in Asheville, downstairs in the studio, then we went upstairs and recorded it. So, yeah, these were just all created in that 2 to 3 week span we were down there. And I think that was Matt's title, No Hard Feelings. Yeah.
So you're listed as different names, and you can tell me why. But so you wrote one of the writers on Wild Hearts that Keith Urban has right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's that Wild Hearts. So right now, as I'm talking to you, it's number 6, I think.
Oh, good. I was hoping you were going to tell me.
Yeah, it's number 6. But moving. It's moving.
I knew it was somewhere good.
Moving good. And yeah. So, but that is written by Brad Francis Tersey.
Oh.
As opposed to, is that on purpose? Will you write with Old Dominion? You use one?
No, actually. You know what's so funny is went back and a long time ago when I thought for like 3 seconds I was going to maybe do my own music. I thought about making Francis is my middle name. And my dad's middle name is Lucky, so I thought about calling myself Francis Luck.
But as your artist,
just as an artist thing, but I never did that.
I mean,
I don't know why they did that. I have no idea.
I like that your dad's middle name was Lucky.
Isn't that crazy?
Like his real middle name?
Yeah, unless he's lying to me. I don't know.
Are you Bradley?
I know. I'm just Brad.
That's funny. I'm Bobby. I'm not Robert.
Yeah.
And I guess to old people, that's crazy. If you're like over 65 and I tell you that, you're like, oh my God, Sonny, I can't believe it. I told my wife, we were talking, and I said, we're talking about names, and, you know, we don't have any kids, but we're definitely starting to talk about that, and we're talking about, you know, possibly what we could name a kid, and I was like, why not just, I mean, I'm all for Bobby Jr., you know, I think that's easy, it's great, and she's like, well, I don't want them to have to live in your shadow any more than they already will.
Mm.
And I said, well, thank you for the compliment. And then secondly...
You're like, what's wrong with my shadow?
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good shadow. And so I was like, and my name's like young and cool. It's not Bob. It's Bobby. And she was like...
My cousin's name is Bobby.
Well, she was like, young and cool? She's like, you're out of your mind. I said, what do you mean? She goes, Google the year that's most popular. And I was like, I was ready to Google it up. Probably like 83, 96, 1937. The name really peaked. I had no idea.
Maybe it's having a renaissance right now.
I had no idea.
I don't know.
So you wrote this one, which was released last week, as a Darius Rucker song. This is Same Beer, Different Problem. Raise them up if you got them. Same beer, different problem. And I kind of list all those together for a reason, because the Old Dominion song that you guys have as you're an artist in the group, Keith Urban's song, and a new song by Darius. And with all of these, you are writing with different folks. And is there a struggle to maintain Brad Tersey, the writer, and Brad from Old Dominion?
I would say no. You know, it's easy for me to write with. It's harder for me to write an Old Dominion song, whatever that is, than to just write with other people and express myself that way. Because Old Dominion has a certain sound that is also Matt's voice, and he's a songwriter that as an artist knows what he wants to say and how he wants to sing it. And my voice isn't necessarily like his. It's higher. I have some different inflections and stuff. So for me to write a song by myself, it inherently, I think, will be more difficult to be an Old Dominion song than it could to be, another person's song.
Yeah, that's also interesting in how you have to write different for Old Dominion, because your voice, your literal voice, isn't the one singing the song.
Right, but I'm even now, I just came from writing right now with Matt. And, there's certain things that just sound good when I say them, but he'll be like, I don't know if I can say that. I'm like, okay, well, sometimes, unless I really believe in a line, I'll default to what is naturally feels good for him, because he's the one that has to get up there and sing it and believe it while he's doing it. So,
That's pretty cool how that translates too, because Mike and I write a bunch of comedy, and we'll write jokes for my stand-up or music, and Mike will have a really funny idea for a joke and write the joke. And it's all there. Everything's there. But it doesn't sound exactly like I would say it. And so I can't do that joke. So I'll just switch around a few things. You know, do words or sounds or, but again, kind of the same creative process.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is, like, especially as songwriters think, you write a song like, oh, this is perfect for Dierks Bentley. But then, like, people will send us songs and we're like, is this what people think that we sound like? You know, like, it's so far off from what we think we would want to do. So, I mean, you got to think, if you're Dierks, same thing. You could just think, I don't know about that one word or this, the way he's saying that. I mean, it's so impossible. It's a miracle if somebody likes your song.
You guys cut outside songs?
We have never cut a song that at least one of us was not a writer on.
I thought I was about to find out Santa Claus wasn't real. I thought right now.
Maybe one day. Who knows?
And I think it's a real testament that you're not opposed to it, not because you guys aren't great, but because you understand the magic of songwriting.
Oh, yeah.
Because you are one yourself outside of the songwriting you do for your artist career. You probably hope, wish, know artists that are really good songwriters that will take your songs because something that you've written has expressed what they were wanting to express more than they have so far.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even that, you know, like the Keith Urban song is actually, hold on, I need to cough. Do I have to press one of these?
You can actually just cough. Oh. This is an all coughing all the time podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, cough.
Swear,
cough,
do whatever I want. Yes. You know, the Wild Hearts, the Keith Urban song, we wrote it, me, Jennifer Wayne, and Eric Pasley, and my publisher, Roxy King, pitched it to Keith, and Keith loved the chorus, but he called me and he said, you know, Brad, I love this chorus. The verses are not speaking to me really. Do you mind if I have a crack at rewriting the verses? So I was like, of course, you know, sure. So he rewrote the verses to that song about his own life, and then he just used our chorus. So
when you say he rewrote, and I know your answer is going to be, but there are some people I know that, I'm going to do finger quotes, rewrite songs so they can write on it.
Right. This was not that case.
Right. He actually
changed every word in the verse, both verses. And he kept our melody in the first verse, but then he kind of went off on his own little way on the second verse. So he 100%, was more than an equal writer on the song for sure.
In the writing front, you have won the Triple Play Award, which is you've had 3 number one songs in a year. That's the CMA Triple Play, right?
I did that twice, actually, not to brag. Brian.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, listen, I would correct me too if I said. So you, when you have won that award, because I know Old Dominion's had multiple number ones in a year, what were any of them outside cuts that weren't Old Dominion?
I believe some of them were. I'd have to look at the trophies, the engravings.
Yeah, of course.
On them to,
for sure. You have to go through your whole trophy cave to get to them in the back.
But you know, definitely there were some. I mean, the Old Dominion, you know, being in the band has. I think I've only had. Let me see. God Walks Into a Bar.
Tyler Farr.
Yeah.
Good. Look at that.
Look at that. Yeah, man, pro.
I didn't even push play, but when I sing something close, it just plays. That's how our system is here. I just do a melody and it pops out.
Nice. But that one.
Save it for rainy day.
Save it for rainy day.
Yeah. Wow, that's a big one.
You're getting to play this every Saturday with Kenny right now.
Really? He comes out? You do it together? You go out with him?
Yeah, we go with him. Sometimes he'll sneak out. We play his little pop-up shows.
That wouldn't make sense if he came out with you.
No.
Yeah, it's his song. Yeah, got it.
His show, his song.
And then. Do you know what else you got?
Light It Up was a Luke Bryan song that...
That is true. I know I have the answer now. I just found it. I did a little Google. Well, you have for your 3 number ones for 2015, Break Up With Him, Old Dominion, then Kenny and Tyler Farr with the 3.
Oh, so that was the one triple play?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So 2 of them were songs that weren't Old Dominion.
Wow.
Yeah, look at you. Look at you. You need to... Hey, look at you. You've also... The Wild Hearts, Walker Hayes, Your Girlfriend Does, from that project...
Oh, yeah.
That's how, like, when I'm going to say found, because Walker had a record deal a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
And then had gone through some crap and some struggles. And that project that Your Girlfriend Does, I found it somehow and just fell in love with it. That's why I took him out on the road with me. I was just so in love with
him.
He's
one of the most talented guys.
God dang.
Of all time.
Just crazy. And I didn't know you wrote that until I started to look at your body of work here. But that'd be forever ago, huh?
I mean, it had to be 4 years ago, maybe. I don't know.
That's.
I'm bad with this, but yeah.
Was it only 4 years ago?
I think it was longer than that.
That's got, I mean, COVID. Really? I think COVID.
5 years ago?
Time is probably. I was thinking like 91. I don't know.
No, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, it was. I can't be more than 5 years ago.
I'm going to go more than 5 years.
It's 2017.
Yeah, five years.
Ago. Okay.
All right. Yeah. So we both, well, we'll say.
Yeah, that song, lose. He was all bent out of shape because like someone was like blowing up his comments, you know, like getting mad about, I don't know, something. And so that's where that idea came from.
A quick mention of Army of Me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your band before Old Dominion, mm-hmm. which this is called Going Through Changes. Got 3 million streams. You guys' biggest hit of 2007. Here you go. Well, who's singing?
Man, that's Vince Sherman. So he did most, if not all, of the writing in this band. That was before I was really even, realized like you could purposely write a song. You know, I was just a guitar player. You know what I mean?
When did you get good at that though?
Writing songs?
No, being a guitar player.
Oh, I mean, I found my dad's guitar in the attic when I was 13. It was like this old dusty case. Opened it up. It was all like red velvet in there. It was a Yamaha acoustic that I still have. And that was it. I mean, I just never put it down from that day.
Are you one of the kids who went into the room and just, send a sandwich in because I'm not leaving?
Oh, yeah. I would be, I didn't really take lessons, so I would figure out, on cassettes, like I would just figure stuff out by myself by ear, rewinding and playing over and over and over and over and over again. So
was it a situation where you found music and you fell in love with the idea and the sound and sonically and you were just a whole new, or like many things that I started to try to get good at, was it for me, it was an escape from things, an escape from being bullied or being, and I got good at things. I'm only funny because I had to be, so I didn't get the crap beat out of me. Mm-hmm. And so was music to you, wow, I discovered this and this is my path because it feels so amazing, or was it, I'm going to practice so I can get good at something and show those guys, or?
No, it was more of the former, I was never, luckily, I mean, I actually was bullied and stuff. As a kid, especially in middle school kids are the worst.
They still bully me, if I'm being honest. I mean, even today, it's terrible.
But I didn't use music as that wasn't my escape from it. I just liked the sound of it and the feel of it and, the life that looked like it could provide, that was kind of what got me into it.
The romantic version of what a rock star is, was that appealing to you?
Oh yeah, I mean, like my first favorite band was Guns N' Roses, and I used to watch that Paradise City video and just be like, this looks like so much fun.
Did you want to be Slash or Axl?
I wanted to be Slash. Yeah, I got a that was my first electric guitar was a Les Paul because of Slash.
And even then,
it was my first concert. The church youth group took us to Guns N' Roses. I think he didn't realize what he got himself into there.
The church youth group took you guys to see Guns N' Roses. That is an interesting religious field trip.
It was interesting. I remember the lights went out and Axl just screamed into the mic. Can I?
Yeah, of course.
He goes, you know where you fucking are. You're in the jungle. He's like, gah, 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 gah. The breeze was like, oh, God.
I know what we're not. Wow. So with the success of radio and with the success of streaming, there is oftentimes some people get that and then some people get the industry cred, the awards, and sometimes they're split, honestly.
Oh yeah.
Because people that have a lot of the hit, like for example, I think Kane Brown suffers from, he is so big and is setting all these streaming records and he's like top of the list, but they won't. He doesn't get any industry award. No. And he's just an example, and I could go both ways. But you guys have somehow, you got it both. Like, what do you credit that to? Because, again, you've won the ACMs, the CMAs, you've got the big hits. What do you think? And, you can play humble and say, oh, we just got lucky. But, I mean, really, if you were evaluating it in a classroom, what do you think you guys did right that allowed you to kind of walk on both sides of that?
Well, I mean, I think part of it is a great management team, to be honest. I mean, our management, manages Kenny Chesney, Alabama, and they have great booking agents and great avenues into building us as a touring band, you know, to get us in front of people, on the right shows, on the right stages. And then coupled with the fact that our music, for whatever reason, which is the one thing you can't control, resonated with people. You know, I think it sounded maybe a little different than the average country band, country song. And, you know, the universe just, you know, aligned and decided that people were going to like us, you know. And those are the things. I mean, you know, I think that's why. And then, you know, for the, we still don't know every time we're like, are we going to win again this year? I don't know. You know, it's like, I feel like there's also a lot of new people always coming into these other categories that there maybe isn't so much new blood in our category.
Oh, I think you're not giving yourself enough credit. I understand that sentiment, but I don't think that's why you guys win, because nobody else comes along. I think, and good for you, you did manage to get back to the humble card, so I do.
I don't know. I mean, there's nothing, you know, wrong.
You came back to it. I like that. Just like in a good song, you came back to it. Here is my unsolicited opinion.
Yeah.
I think it is a mixture of, A, the reason that I love you guys, you just write great songs.
Thank you.
Like, you just write great songs, and even if I didn't like you as people, I would still like the music in the band, because there are artists, and I do have to separate art from artists sometimes. I think we all do, because sure. There's a lot of relationships, a lot of different people, a lot of different personalities, where there are artists that I just, as a person, I have no interest in, where we don't get along, and that's okay. We'll never get along, but I can love what they do as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I really like you guys, and I love your music. So I think it starts with the song. You're all songwriters first. This is me just talking.
Yeah.
You're all songwriters first, which you're not. You just told us you were playing guitar first. But in my heart, yeah, you've only been you came out of you ripped out of your mom's vagina, and you were like, I got a song. So,
like I ripped out of it.
Yes, and then I also think, because you are songwriters, not just for the band, but you've created in so many places, and you have so many relationships, positive ones, where you have not just been Old Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fact that you guys all write for other folks, and you, I think that helps too when it comes to going, they deserve the cred too, not just the success with radio and streaming.
Yeah, I always wonder about I think more and more of our fans know that, because we put that part in our show now a lot. We'll have a little acoustic section where, you know, we will play a little verse chorus of all these songs to kind of tell our story. And there's a lot of people that always come up to us after and say, I can't believe I didn't know that about you guys. And so I think, you know, we sometimes take for granted that people would know that. But, you know, even the people in the industry that vote on these award shows or the radio guys, I don't know if any of them know that.
I would think they do.
Yeah.
I do. And I love not to give radio guys credit. Don't get me wrong. But I would think that they do, because that's like you guys are like the super talented everyman.
Yeah.
If that makes
sense. I'll take that. I like that.
And I get that. And I'm not super talented, but I get, oh, you're just a normal person. That's why people like you. You know, when like research comes back about me, and I'm like, I mean, I'm not normal. I'm bizarre. I'm neurotic.
We're all weird, man.
Yes, yes. But, you know, that's what's represented by you guys.
Right.
And I think you write great songs first and foremost, and you do a lot of things with a lot of different people behind the scenes. And, you know, it's pretty cool to see you guys do it both at the same time. And it's just a rare thing to watch. Like, Combs does it and gets it. But then you have people like Ashley McBride on the other side, who doesn't win the awards that she should, and gets a lot of the industry credit. And you're like, when's this going to catch up? Like, she deserves some more awards. She started it a little bit.
Has she not won any awards?
Now she has in the last, like, some of the big ones that she deserves. She has in the past year or so, but for a long time she was the one where she would get the awards. This is my point. She would get the awards, but not have the number ones.
Right.
And she just had a number one with Carly Pierce. So anyway, my point of all that is, you guys are awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
I'm just a big fan, man.
Thank you.
So whenever an artist like a Keith takes a song that you've written and says, "Hey, I want to change it," is it hard to not take that personally at first?
Oh no. I mean, the fact, like I said, Keith Urban is one of the most respected artists in the genre for me. I mean, every time I hear a song of his, I've wanted to have a song cut by him forever. You know, he's just a great musician, and you know he's going to do your song well. You know, there's just no way around it. so, no, I mean, I was happy when he said that, you know, and he put so many cool lines in it, and that's ideal. I mean, it's so hard to write for someone else's heart, what they want to say, you know. So for him to say what he wanted to say, and to put that to what we said, I mean, it was kind of the perfect opportunity.
Being a great guitarist, which you are, and I am not, so it's like we're speaking a different language, communicating with each other when we talk about guitar, because I'm going to try. I can play, like, I don't know, 12 chords, right? Mm-hmm. That's all I need to do to play comedy.
Sure.
I could do it in three, honestly. It's like, name that tune. I can do it in three chords. Well, name that tune. Well, here's every song I know, three chords. But when you play, or you write a solo, can you write it thinking about it and then play all that you've thought about? Or is writing a guitar solo a little bit of playing it and feeling it at the same time?
Oh, yeah. For me, I'm not like the musicians of the highest caliber can. That's what makes like a very high quality musician, is that they can play what's in their mind immediately. For me, I know like patterns and notes that are going to work. So for the most part on the record, when I play a solo, it happens every time. I'll just wing one down that when I'm not even supposed to be playing it. And that will be and then I'll go on trying to chase a better one. And then they'll always, everyone in the control room's like, just keep the first one, where I don't even know what's happening. I'm just kind of reacting and kind of just going for it.
Now, do you have to remember that solo exactly, or is it all just kind of like the game of horseshoes, as long as you get kind of close?
Well, I mean, you know, I can take no one's going to fire me if I take liberties, in live and stuff, but. Or like Snapback, there's a big solo at the end of that one. I actually did kind of compose that one because I went for so long without playing anything good, improvising, that I had to be like, okay, I got to actually like think of what to play and then learn it.
Without a guitar in your hand, we're going to do a little exercise here, and I beg that you humor me. Could you do that solo with your mouth without playing it?
I mean, yeah.
Let's go. Come on, Brad. Give me the first few of it.
I mean, I can't. That's not the right key.
Exactly.
But you know what I mean? No.
I knew it'd be hard for him, Mike. I got him. I stumped the guitar guy.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to give me like a starting note.
I was, who tweets from the account? Because you're all funny. So who tweets from the account?
It's not me. I don't even have Twitter on my phone, or I've never tweeted one thing. I think it's Matt.
Okay. Makes sense. You have Instagram?
Yes.
Okay. Why one, not the other?
I don't know. I've kind of went forever. Like, I'm kind of the social media curmudgeon, you know, like, oh, it's bad. I don't want to be on it. But I recently sort of just embraced Instagram, and I got my little blue check mark, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to, like, go for it. And it's been fun.
Is it still funny that, or is it funny than not funny than funny than not funny, depending on the season of life, when they confuse you guys for Brothers Osborne?
It's just amazing to me that it keeps happening. It's so funny. It's amazing.
Like, you'll see a story and it's like that, you guys being called Brothers Osborne, or them being called Old Dominion, and it's just random that it's always you two.
I know.
They're only two people.
I know. At least like I would see if it was like another bit, like Cadillac 3
or
like
Zach Brown Band.
Zach Brown Band. Yeah.
It'd be funny if it was Little Big Town, because they have ladies.
Yeah, I don't know. It is weird how it's always those two.
You said you wrote Today.
Yeah.
What was that idea? You don't have to tell me the title, but what was the general idea? Love? Loss?
It was...
Party?
A life song. I'll tell you the title. It's called Lucky All the Time. Like, some guys can't catch a break. I guess some guys get lucky all the time. It's about just how you're somehow just... Life is good. You know?
I feel like we should beep that title out and the part of that, because somebody's going to steal it.
Pretty good.
And that someone's me. I'm going to go over now. You know, Mike and I talk about how we need an app where I do, especially, because if I'm writing a song, and again, I don't write real songs like you. You are really good. I am an amateur, but I write songs with punchlines, and we do songs for, really, our little music group just came from my comedy act, and then they were just like, will you play festivals? And we're like, oh crap, we had to hire a band. And so write funny songs. But I often wonder if sometimes I'm writing a song with a melody of something I've heard and don't realize that I've heard, and it's just been stored up there. So I need an app that I push and I go, because here's a melody for a song that I have right now. Hey! So that's just, I don't know if it's the same thing. It may be like Kenny's song. But I need it to spit back at me if enough of that, if I even play it or sing it, if enough of that would get me sued.
I feel like you got to know in your heart, you're like, I can't do this. Like, this is not good. You know what I mean?
But I think that about the stuff that isn't even legal. I'm just like, I write something. I'm like, oh, you shouldn't do this.
So, well, you might not want to do it, but you won't get sued, you know?
And I've mentioned this before, I have insurance.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And my business manager was like, hey, like, I get it, but I don't want to get sued. She's me, you know? She said, and you're not a real musician. So you might steal something and not know it. So we need to get insurance. I'm not sure what it's called. So I have it. And I just wonder with the amount, with what you're putting out, how you don't even rewrite your own songs.
Oh, I do. There's certainly songs of mine that I could sue myself for sure. I mean, just because, you know, you only have so many natural tendencies melodically, you know. And especially I feel like verse melodies can sometimes get a little more repetitive than chorus melodies.
Do you ever hear a song in town and you're like, man, I think that's off of what I've done? But it actually may not be. I mean, it really may not be because there are only so many notes, so many chords. Yeah,
it's amazing it doesn't have more, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you wrote better songs, it happened a lot more, huh? That's what I think. If I could just write some better ones, people would steal from me.
Yeah. I forget what song was like. What's the Sam Smith? Isn't that the pot?
So won't you stay with me?
Yeah, and didn't he get Tom Petty? Which I mean,
because I won't back down.
That was a brutal one for me.
This guy obviously was not
thinking about that song when he wrote that.
Agree in the fact that it's such a known song.
Yeah,
that's like they for sure stole that song from Stairway to Heaven. Where it's like it's such a known thing that no one would purposefully do that.
You're talking about Won't Back Down?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's such a known song. That you'd be like, did you think he really? Now it does sound similar.
Well, the notes are yes, the same.
Won't you stay? Even how the words.
I know. I don't know for sure, but I feel like there's no chance that any of them ever thought about that song once.
Agree.
While they're writing
it. I absolutely agree. But sometimes, even if it's accidental,
I know.
You know,
that's why you get insurance.
Blurred Lines, on the other hand.
Yeah, that one.
That is a tough one to...
Or Uptown Funk. One you can definitely go, okay.
How many days a week are you writing now?
Around three.
And are you booked out for months?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you leave those other days open in case something comes up?
For golf. I leave them open for golf.
You do? Yeah. How often are you playing?
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed.
So...
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you live close to me?
No, I live in East.
Close enough. We played yesterday. Me,
I did too.
Jordan Davis, who's a,
oh, no.
Buddy. And
I wrote with him yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
We played golf yesterday.
In the afternoon?
No, we played until 3. Wait, what's today?
Wednesday?
No, we played golf yesterday.
I'm sorry. I wrote with him 2 days ago.
Yeah, I knew something was fishy about that.
My bad.
So how good are you, though?
Because I mean, I think I'm better than the average golfer. My handicap is a 6.5.
Okay, yeah, you're too good for us, probably. Like, I shot like an 84.
That's good. I shoot 84s all the time.
But that's what the guy says who is way better. Oh, yeah, that's good, man. Yeah.
My last scores. I mean, I shot 77 yesterday. Which
yeah, that's
good.
So, that's a different level. Yeah.
But I don't really do that. I'm usually low 80s, mid 80s.
And you try to play a couple times a week?
Oh, yeah. We play every day before the show, wherever we are.
Oh, so you do get to play. And then, all you guys play? Does Whit play golf?
He used to when we first started, but he doesn't play anymore. It's just Trevor and I. And I mean, I have no kids or wife, so when I'm here, I'm going to the driving range. I'm playing by myself. I'm like, I'm in the.
I'll hit
person.
You up next time. We go all the
time. Yeah, dude. I see that track man you got or whatever over there.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't get that in my house because I feel like I would break my elbow. Like, I would never stop.
I used to think that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like having a whole bunch of really awesome chocolate cupcakes in the fridge, though. At some point, you're like, I have a lot of chocolate cupcakes.
Yeah.
I never thought I could match
And out. Also, part of the fun of golf is watching the ball fly through the air. You know, not when you're eating into the screen. It's like,
No, that's still pretty awesome. I'll be honest with you. That's still pretty awesome. As someone who creates music and performs music, I would imagine, because I live a life similarly, that it's hard to find things, at least a lot of things that inspire you musically. Like, you just hear it out of nowhere and you're like, holy crap. Yeah. Like, what is like the last? And it's a tough question, and I'll do my little trick here. Where
I know I'm getting nervous already.
Yeah, and that's what I'm gonna do. This
I'm like an Alexa, play some music. That's what I do. I don't really think about it too hard.
For me, Ben Rector has a new album out, and I love Ben, and we're good buddies. Guy can golf too, by the way. Holy crap! Yeah.
Oh, actually, yeah, he was out at Pebble Beach when I believe.
He has The Joy of Music, the last record, and on first listen, it's a lot of piano and some horns, and not usually something I would be drawn to immediately, but then after listening to it, I'm like, God dang, like this is an artist who shows you not just his life, but also his transformation as a human. He's getting older. He's sharing that. It's not just about partying
anymore.
His new song
is something like that, kind of, it's about life, and I think the life is in the title of it.
Living My Best Life?
Yeah.
Living My Best Life. Yeah.
Great song.
So what is it for you? Like, give me something that you've heard in the last few years where you kind of had to go, wow, man, that's...
There's this guy, I think it's Bahamas. Is that, is that his name? One guy.
Okay.
God, I can't remember the name of the song.
We can find it, though. We have a whole internet over here. Look at this.
I can look at, if you look at your computer screen. I can find it.
All the Time, Way With Words, Lost in the Light.
But he's the guy. He did something.
Yeah, he's got a cool, like a little style. He's got some... I think he's just one guy, produces everything by himself, it caught my ear. You know, I just have the radio on, and I'm not one who's like super digging into everything. I just, if something comes on when I'm in the car or whatever, you know, I'll be like, oh, what is that? You know,
I will not watch anything to do with comedy or jokes when I'm writing comedy or jokes purposefully, because I don't want to go, wow, that's really funny. I should also do something like that. Not even like subconsciously. I just would be like, God, that's such a funny theme. I should probably. So I don't, because I think it affects me and I'm not strong enough to fight it. Is there anything, any guardrails you put up around yourself?
Not really. I mean, honestly, it's, you know, I think as long as you're conscious of not totally ripping it off, you know, I think hearing a groove I even remember when I used to, like, when I would learn a new guitar chord, it would be like, oh, a song would come out of that just by learning a new voicing or something. So I think listening to stuff and watching stuff is never off limits for me. You know, hopefully won't go too far in ripping it off, but you know, everyone steals from everyone. Doesn't that, somebody said that.
It's hard not.
Right. It's like you said, it's only 12 notes.
Even inadvertently steal. Right? It's not even stealing. It's just
being inspired by.
A collection that we all pull things from.
Sure.
And the collection's only so big.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are you're killing it. The new record here, it's all, what, 13 songs, 13, 14 songs, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I think so.
It's
12, 13?
Whatever the case is.
Yeah.
I found 11 I loved. I'm not going to tell you the two that I pulled off my list. But that is very rare. That's my point, though. Like, I'll listen to every song on you guys. And I would like to recommend to my folks listening to this, and I know I'm not discovering new land here, but... like Old Dominion's where it's at. Even like there's no such thing as a B-side anymore, but even the album cuts. Like I think my favorite songs from you guys aren't the ones that make the radio because they weren't meant to make the radio.
I can see that.
There are songs that are meant to make the radio, meaning got to be this long. Maybe we'll do an up-tempo. Right. Maybe we'll build a song that's super fun.
Yeah.
But just a big fan of what you guys do creatively, who you are as people. I'm a little intimidated to play golf with you if you're that good. How far do you hit it?
I mean, I don't drive.
Exactly.
240, 250?
Yeah, so 275, 280.
No, right? No. Nobody hits it. Nobody you play with hits it that far. Trust me.
Final question. The most overrated artist in Nashville is who?
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. Don't answer that. It would be awesome if somebody just answered that once. And it was like, well, I'm glad you said that. You guys, you can follow Old Dominion Music. Now, you said you have an Instagram. Can I give that out?
Sure.
Your personal one?
Yeah, sure. I think it says Brad Tursey.
I actually have a better time. Who's more fun to follow is Brad Francis Tursey. He's got his own account. he's really fun. He's got Stephen French.
I'll start one of those. Yeah,
he's like beignets, and it's a whole different person. He's a little fancier. But I mean, Old Dominion songs in the top 30. You got the Keith Urban song at 6 as of right now. Could be up in the new Darius song. So you're kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
Are you tired?
Right now I feel I'm about a 7 out of 10.
Okay, good.
Which is basically a 10 out of 10.
I do full interviews at 8.5 out of 10 sometimes. And I tell Mike, hey, I'll send him a voice memo. And I was like, hey, man, about minute 12 to 18, I don't know what I was talking about. Can you make sure? And he will go and he will go back and go, okay, you're clear on that. Or he'll go, yeah, you made no sense. So I'm going to go and pull that.
Yeah.
And so thanks for coming over.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We've done almost an hour here, and I'm going to go work out. What are you going to do the rest of the day?
I think I'm going to do that too, actually.
Well, my guy's out front. You want to hit it with
oh,
me?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I can work out on these loafers, so I got to go home.
All I hear is an excuse. That's what's funny you bring that up. It's the loafer workout. You have to wear loafers while you work out.
Oh.
So you fit right
now
in
now I'm
perfectly.
Screwed. Yeah,
yeah, you're just here.
I got no excuse.
Brad, thanks for coming by, man. Just a big fan.
Thank you.
Keep it up. You're such a good player and love your songs, obviously. And finally, I'm going to ask this. This is going to be the end question. You've been writing these songs by yourself. Will you do a Tercy record?
You know,
Francis
I don't know.
Lucky?
Maybe one day. You know, I don't know if I'll ever like go for it and try to, but I think I'd like to just record some stuff, you know?
Yeah, I don't even think you have to go. I mean, there's not limited space anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, Francis, I would take that the Francis Lucky album.
Yeah, Francis Luck, yeah.
And listen to it.
All right. Maybe I'll make you a little compilation. You could tell me if the song, if that's worth it or not.
That's always weird. I had a friend send me a song. It's like, tell me if I don't need to know if it's a radio song, but is it a good song or not? And it's just a no win for me.
Well, you can't. I mean, look, you can like a song, and I cannot like it.
No, but I will not reply back. I don't like it.
Right.
You have to be diplomatic.
Tell him you don't like it.
He's not that close of a friend.
Oh, okay.
I have friends that I'm super close with that I could be like, ain't for me. A few. Who could you do that with?
I mean,
out of your band.
Out of the band.
Out of
you're
the
saying?
Band. What artist are you close enough with, or even a songwriter that has hits where you're like, I don't. Not that you have, but you could go, and then I'll give you one too. Where you go, I don't like. I don't think it's that good of a song. You've done better.
Oh, I mean, I have to name the songwriter you're saying to do that with.
Yes, but I'm not saying name a song or that it's ever happened.
Well, the thing is, look.
But are you close enough to? Right, what artist or songwriter?
I mean, I've written a lot. I've done Jonathan Singleton. For a long time.
And so if he wrote a bad song, you could go.
Oh, yeah. He would tell me.
That ain't your best work.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Okay. I'm not going to tell you mine, so I tricked you. All right. There we go. Brad Tercy of Old Dominion and also of two-time CMA Triple Play fame. Good to see you, Brad. And
you too.
That's it. And you guys go check out. If Old Dominion's in town, go see him. And Time, Tequila, and Therapy. It is 13 songs, 11 good ones. All right. We'll see you next time, everybody.